Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Live Dharma Sunday. If you have called in to listen to this morning's broadcast, please note that all lines have been placed on mute to avoid background interference. If you are joining us from either the Bright Dawn Ning site or the Blog Talk Radio site, please note that it is not necessary to call in. If you are experiencing loss of audio or the Blog Talk Radio player is not working properly, please refresh your page and hit the play button once more. It may take a few moments for your browser to complete the buffering process. Once again, welcome to Live Dharma Sunday and enjoy the broadcast.
Good morning and welcome everyone to Live Dharma Sunday for March 15th, 2015. Every time I hear that bell, it sounds so good and live and actual. But when it's bells, when they are recorded or you hear them, I guess the vibrational feedback always makes it kind of harsh. There must be a Dharma talk in that somehow. Well, this morning I'm calling from Sacramento. I was asked to, you know, in Japanese Mahayana Buddhism, spring and autumn equinoxes, it's called Ohigan, to cross over the time of sort of like Lent in Christianity, where it's presumably supposed to be a week of a little bit more awareness and applying the Dharma to one's life. So for spring Ohigan, a special service is done by the temples, and so I'm here to give a Ohigan talk to the Sacramento Buddhist Temple, and that will be in about an hour or so, and we're staying at the Westin Hotel in Sacramento, right along the river, and I was thinking that whenever I go as to go someplace, when invited to speak, I consider it, I try to make it into a personal, individual retreat for myself. Because, you know, when you go on a retreat, you go someplace different from your usual surroundings. And this different surroundings somehow stimulates fresher eyes, fresher experiences, different ways to focus. And for example, even when you're in a hotel, sometimes the kind of shift in attitude that I think is typical is, at a hotel, I'm traveling, and I'm a guest. And and that's okay. Nothing wrong with that. But I was thinking also, we had breakfast, and there's leftover toast. I said, gee, I felt like getting that toast in. Even though I'm finished with breakfast, saving that toast to give to the birds. When I go out to get the card, and I could just toss it, and it won't be littering, but those birds will. It's just a thought, I guess. Or when you check out and you leave your room, you look behind and make sure you didn't forget anything. To have a nod one's head, a little bow of respecting the room, respecting the hotel and all its staff. And even though, you know, rather than, since I'm not at home and I'm paying for all this, I could just throw the towels around and mess it up, and that's what you're supposed to do. Well, that's okay, you know, to be able to have to have, be very loose like that once in a while. But there's no reason why, what makes a retreat special when you go away from home? You know, one's attitude. Why can you do that every day? Can every day wake up and say, man, this is a special day? You know, well, it's kind of hard without the actual new surroundings themselves. But these were some of my thoughts, and maybe that means that I'm progressing in my spiritual journey. I don't know. Well, I will like to introduce the Dharma Glimpser for today. William Sale lives in the suburbs of Chicago, and let's hear what William Sale has to say.
Good morning. Pleasure to be here with everyone. Thank you for that wonderful introduction. I want to talk about timing today. In martial arts, there's a time to block, there's a time to strike, there's a time to push, and there's a time to pull. Same goes with anything we have to do in life. Sometimes we just have to hunker down and wait for the storm to pass. As spring approaches and winter goes away, I think we can all, maybe all, many of us have experienced this. Hopefully some people didn't, but many of us did. Had a horrible winter. So if you think about it, in the middle of a blizzard, it's not the time to take action and go shovel your driveway. It's the time to patiently wait in the safety of your warm house. Then once the storm clears, then it is time to pull out the shovels and persistently work to clear the snow, and then you can declare victory over the storm, working with your neighbors and clearing out your neighborhood. Going out and working to remove the snow in the middle of a blizzard is only an exercise in futility. Doing this, it is not smart and could cause injury or death. So we endure the storm's fury, and then we take action to achieve and overcome what the storm has thrown at us. So timing is important. The same goes with life. Sometimes we have to confront things. Sometimes we just have to roll with the punches. We have to just hunker down and wait. You may have someone just cut you off in traffic, and that's not, you need to take a breath. There's no time to react to that, because if you do, it's not going to go well. So your boss may be a jerk. You just roll with the punches. There'll be a time to react later, maybe find a new job. If you're ill, then you need to know what the time is to react and to do something. The timing is important. That's one of the things that Buddhism teaches us, that we can take a breath, take that moment, and find what the timing is. Listen to our bodies, listen to the world, listen to life around us, and we'll know. Winter will be there when winter gets there. Spring will get there when spring gets there, and so forth. Just like the seasons come, the seasons go, so will adversity. And jumping up and running into the fight when it's not the time to fight, that's when what we have to come take a breath and to realize and understand our position and where we are in life. And that's one of the things that the teachings of the Buddha, the Dharma, teaches us. So keep in mind to hunker down and to sometimes in the fight at other ones, and to keep your timing. Breathe and find your timing. Namu Amida Butsu.
Well, thank you very much. As I listen, two things came to my mind with regard to timing. One is for oneself. That is, what is the appropriate response in a situation? Well, the teachings, I think, teach us that always in constant change. So if we're applying a course of action based upon how things are supposed to be or according to a certain plan, which is okay, but supposing it doesn't match up to, because the situation has changed. So we always have to have that beginner's mind, not a rigid expert's mind that says, here's how you handle the situation, but maybe the situation is slightly different. And you force your plan, your expectations, into a new situation where it's not quite appropriate. So it's good to have your general plan, but the flexible ones, the flexibility, mental flexibility is a foundation of wisdom. And so timing means, okay, time's going by, things are changing, things are fresh, never exactly the same, everything's unique. And we have to have an open mind to assess the dynamic flow of reality and respond as appropriately as we can. Okay? And not try to force reality into how we want it to be, how we expect it to be, but the time is different. And when we say time is different, that means maybe the situation's a little different, the people involved are different, I'm different. Oh. So, but timing is important in a lot of respects in terms of knowing how I want to respond in this at this time. Now, the other thing that came to mind is time with regard to other people. Now, this is interesting because interpersonal relationships when we do not harmonize with others, when others do not do things fast enough for us, the timing is off. That means it doesn't. They're not doing it according to my standards of, and this is a perennial problem in dealing with others. Okay? How can we, we're busy, we got responsibilities, and other people are being inconsiderate, other people aren't being fair, other people are dumb, other people, And as it relates to time, especially if somebody doesn't do something that's efficient, we say, hey, you're wasting, you're not doing it right. My way is right. My way is fair, isn't it? And particularly when maybe it's not joint responsibility for a given outcome, but it's my responsibility, so I got to make sure maybe the other people don't care as much and so forth. Okay? So who owns the problem here? And if things are not done in a timely fashion by others, then it causes a lot of friction. And another way of looking at it is to be loose about time. Because maybe people, there are a lot of different ways to do things. Right? Flexibility in the means of doing things. Now, what this means is to take into account humanness. Maybe a machine could be very timely. Boom, 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 the gears like this, doom, doom, everything going along smoothly, efficiently. But people are different. Human beings are human beings. And people have different sense of time, ways of doing things. And if you don't understand this, boy, we could get all upset. So we got to cut ourselves slack. We got to cut others slack and be common sense loose about things in terms of the efficiency factor. Or the saying is, it's kind of an awkward saying, but my father used to say it, sufficiency, not efficiency. Sufficient meaning hey, we could get the job done. It doesn't have to be tanto, strict, exactly, you know. Hey, a lot of ways to do things. Loosen up. Okay? But it means to be considerate and kind is just as important. That means, and not just, oh, the end justifies the means. You could do it any way you want, push it through, okay, at the expense of others' feelings and get the job done, which sometimes, you know, we fall prey to that kind of a thing when pressures are on us and so forth. Okay? But a nice rule is sufficiency, not efficiency, and that translates into time. Well, that's all for today's broadcast. And till next time, keep going, and you have a very wonderful day. Thank you.